Welcome to Week 4, Day 4 in the Firm Foundation class, Risen with Christ. Let's read Colossians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins. Now Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 through 7. Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways, in the life you once lived. What does it mean to be risen with Christ? When Paul speaks to the Colossians about seeking things from above, he is saying that you have died with Christ and are now risen with Christ. Therefore, not only have the Colossian believers been freed from sin, they have also turned to a new life, leaving behind their old ways, habits, values, interests, and sins. Seek those things from above. Seek knowledge, closer fellowship with him, the experience of his resurrection power, and victory over our sin. What three choices in Colossians 3, verses 1, 2, and 5, should we make to live victoriously? Number 1, set your heart on things above. Number 2, set your mind on things above. Number 3, put to death whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, idolatry. Remember that it is by obeying the Spirit's leading that we mortify or put to death the cravings of the flesh. You can't force yourself to not do all those old things you used to do. Your victory will be very short-lived if you do it that way. But when you replace your old thoughts, emotions, and habits with those of the Spirit, you will find yourself automatically doing things that please the Lord. And without even trying, your old ways and habits will just die off as you make your choice to walk in the Spirit and follow His leading. What old habits do you want God to remove from your life? Can you hear the Spirit speaking to you about other ways you should be acting or reacting? One good decision will lead to another if you will just begin with one act of obedience. Don't forget that you are risen with Christ and able to live victoriously in every situation by the Spirit's power.